So you're a very, very old person who doesn't get tired and still gets around a lot. You'd say she's quite
active.
Or any other words? She's mighty.
Alert.
Okay. See, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Mm-hmm. Any other words?
Scared.
Okay. You might say, she isn't afraid now, but she
has been.
Or
she was.
Okay. Or there's a saying about the old gray mare. She ain't what she
used to be.
Okay. And what's the opposite of that? Opposite of used to be?
To now. Present. What she used to be and what she is now.
Okay, but in the past.
And to present.
Yeah, in the past, but you want to say it's the opposite of used to be.
Used to be. Now and then. Let's see.
Tricky.
What are you saying?
Okay, we have used to be. Now I want to find out what the opposite of used to be would.
Used to be is now. What she is
even
now.
Even if it was in the past.
Well, it has been.
Would you say didn't used to be?
Did it used to be?
Didn't used to be or didn't, did not used to be?
Did not used to be.
Which sounds more natural?
I don't know. I think has been is all right.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty?
Callous.
Mm-hmm. You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
different, funny, peculiar.
Okay. Do you have any other words?
Strange.
Mm-hmm. How about the word queer? What does that mean?
Well, queer means hard to understand, and I mean, it's inconsistent.
Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change it is mighty...
Dogmatic.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say dogmatic.
Or in arguing with somebody like that, you might say, don't be so...
Self-centered.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty...
Withdrawal.
Say he gets...
Disturbed.
You can't joke with him.
No. I say he gets... very withdrawn.
Visitor.
Then excuse me,
yes, how you doing? Okay, wait, hold on, just a minute.
Okay. What, does she have a farm or is that?
She has a farm way out to mm-hmm. see, and so she brought that over in farm. I
very
told her
nice.
First time she got some fresh, I wanted some to go get that in the store. It turns dark so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, you said, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Serious.
Or if
offended.
If he's of a bad temper all the time, he's...
I didn't know he'd get offended or confused.
Okay.
And something?
Would you say mad or angry?
I didn't know he'd get mad or angry. Wanted to be insulted to be the same thing as, I don't know. I know he'd get mad, I know he'd get angry.
Okay. If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just?
Cool it.
Okay. Any other way?
Keep calm.
Mm-hmm. If you've been working very hard, you'd say you are very?
Tired.
Mm-hmm. And if you're very, very tired, you'd say that you're all?
I'm extremely tired or something.
Okay. Let's see. If you use wear out, you say he's all...
worn out.
Mm-hmm. If you came... say somebody came home early from school or work because he...
Beg pardon?
Somebody might come home from work
uh-huh.
because he...
He was worn out of fatigue.
Yeah.
Tired.